And then we'll have more open mic time and feature time, etc. So right now I'd like to welcome someone who is a writer, but she's also been playing some lovely pieces on the keyboard. I'm not sure what she has in mind tonight. Please welcome Michelle Boulay.
Vertically challenged. Hello. I'm going to read tonight. It's sort of a new one. I probably have no business pulling it out. I'm sure there'll probably be another edit, but this was sort of inspired by a book I read recently, a wonderful book entitled Crow Planet. It's by Lyanda Haut, H-A-U-P-T-H, I think, or T-P, H-A-U-T-P. And it was basically about the environment and birds and crows and human beings and kind of the world at large. But very interesting, very, very interesting. Anyway, this is entitled Eating Crow. We've eaten your dead for thousands of years now. All those cultures and flavors. A centuries-long banquet of body parts and viscera for the picking. Plenty of dried bone and hair for nest making. Shiny bits and colorful threads for our children. It's an acquired taste, actually. We still like our corn and berries when there's enough to go around. But our genes recognize the survival factor inherent in the art of scavenging, the endless bounty of dead to feast upon this planet. Our babies will never starve. Your wars generously provide for us throughout the centuries. We've feasted on short, rude bodies painted with blue woad, as well as more dashing types outfitted with clunking metal carapace. But your modern soldiers wear oddly blotted canvas, their young ears strung with wire and small machines with many buttons. Some they press to remotely explode bombs, killing hundreds from a distance, making it more virtual than real, a technological accomplishment, despite the number of innocent accidentally murdered each time. We taste their surprise and anguish. Your road monsters yield even more dead for us from your four-legged brothers and sisters who don't stand a chance crossing the warm asphalt in the dark of night, blinded by flashing headlights. More road pizza for us, we mimic. But we eat your real pizza too, and other fermenting delicacies from your dumpsters and your trash-strewn streets. We scrabble through your mounds of landfill, through your piles of outmoded treasures, all the things you create and destroy and discard with such enthusiasm. We peck your roads and sidewalks clean. We remove the detritus of your dead. We accommodate your urban sprawl and your ever-growing concrete. We move to your cities and roost where we can amidst your sick trees and noxious fumes. And yet, we frighten you. Big, dark birds that we are, you've assigned us a bad reputation. Morrigans, you call us, birds of death, common crows. You shoot us, you poison us, you kill us en masse. Since our feathers are black and our song is a lusty cawing rather than a bright twittering. You circle us warily, as if we're the ones who wield the weapons and bombs. As Watch out, Ed. You circle us warily, as if we're the ones who wield the weapons and bombs. As if we create the great business of war. As if we feed the rich while the poor starve. as if we hold the scepter of death over this planet and destroy the ground you walk on, eliminate the air you breathe, foul the water you drink, while you persecute the innocent and reward the bandits and killers. You circle us warily, watching us carefully, not knowing who we really are, while we circle you warily, watching you carefully, knowing exactly who you are. Thank you.
Michelle Belay, very nice. Before I bring